hanging out here on the Monday Night Football bus with John Gruden. And John, the big news this week is Brock Osweiler coming back to Denver. What have you seen from Brock over his first six games?
Well, he's struggling right now. The whole Texan offense has been struggling. They got a new feature back. They've got some new linemen. He's learning a new offense. And they've played some tough teams on the road, at Minnesota, at New England, now at Denver. But he's been up and down, and he's going to have to play a lot better to get this win.
Emotional game coming in. I mean, what do you think it's going to be like for him on Monday?
I think it's going to be real emotional for him. It's going to be, I'm sure, a lot of reminiscing when he drives into the stadium, and he's probably going to be wondering, I wonder what would have happened if I'd have stayed here. Maybe I should have stayed. I don't know if he's thinking that or not, but hopefully he's in the moment. I think when the ball's kicked off, he'll get right back to playing football.
Of course, the Broncos have moved forward with Trevor Siemian. Has he surprised you with anything he's been able to do so far here?
He's one of the great surprises of the league. You talk about a kid that's handling pressure, taking over for Peyton Manning, taking over the keys to the world champions. That's pressure, and he gets off to a 4-0 start. They have not run the ball well yet here in Denver. They haven't really been able to get to the best of Gary Kubiak yet because they're just not having success on first down. They've done it the hard way, but I think he's been impressive on tape. He's taken care of the ball. He's improving. And when they get this running game going, the kid will be even better.
I know that you do a lot with quarterbacks as they come out of school. A lot of people don't even know who Trevor Siemian was coming out of school. I mean, do you remember scouting him at all?
Well, Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern is a good friend of mine. He was in a platoon system for a couple years, alternating with another quarterback. They had two different offenses. And then his final season at Evanston, he got hurt. And they weren't a great football team. They didn't have great support around him. And he was unknown, really. It's a credit to the scouts for doing their homework, finding some obscure players. And then Greg Knapp, the quarterback coach, went out to work them out, liked them. And here we are.
Personally for you, this year on Monday Night Football, you got a new sidekick. How's everything been going for you?
It's pretty good. You know, free agency was tough on us, too. We lost Tirico. You hate to lose, you know, great people. But Sean McDonough's a pro. He's done a lot of big sporting events. As long as I don't screw it up, I can hang on to this job. I've already been traded and fired. I got to make sure I hang on to this job.
Yeah, you're the reason why we all watch Monday Night Football, that's for
sure. Man, appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you very much. That's John Gruden. Appreciate it.